Thank you so much. When I was 7 years old, I heard the great Chet Atkins on the radio in Australia. And it forever changed my life as a musician and set me on a course that I've never faltered from. When I first heard him, I could hear that he was playing the bass part, the rhythm part, and the melody part all at the same time. And most people in Australia in those days thought it was a recording trick. And I don't know whether a lot of people over here thought it too. Probably a lot of people did, you know. Because, you know, Les Paul was very innovative in those days, and there was one guitar player playing 16 parts. It was very brilliant and well ahead of its time. But Chet did do this, and it was Chet who I heard first doing that, and then I heard Merle Travis. And but when I heard that, I just had to work out what was going on. And I started off with a plectrum, and it wasn't until I bought the album, The Best of Chet Atkins, where there was a photo of him on the cover with a sort of dark greeny colored Gretsch, I saw this thing on his thumb. Ah, and it wasn't a wart. yes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that there are many musicians in St. Louis, and there's probably quite a few in the auditorium this evening. I'm going into my radio voice now. My very, very good friends in radio. No. and what I'm hoping to do tonight is inspire you to whiz home and take that guitar out from under the bed or from on top of the wardrobe, or just pull the pot plant out of the middle and put some strings on it again. You know, Mr. Sheen it up. So I'm hoping that you're going to be inspired. Now, I just want to spend a few minutes to give you, and this is at great expense to the management here. I'm doing this, by the way. It's included, something in my, it's included in your ticket price this evening is a short guitar lesson. And so I would, thank you, ma'am. I would suggest that you rush out immediately. Well, not right this minute, stay here because we're in the middle of the show. But you know, tomorrow when you get up and dust off that guitar, whiz out to a music shop and say, hey, I want one of those thumb picks like I saw that fellow Tony Enamel from Australia. I want to get one of Tony's picks. Isn't it funny? Like, my name's Tommy, right? And that's an easy name to remember. But you'd be amazed how many people come up and say, you know, and they've been coming to my shows for years, and they say, gee, it was good tonight, Tony. You know, sincerely. So I end up calling myself Tony Enamel for a while. And, not too many people have made that mistake. It's usually in Italy where they go, hey, Tony Emmanuel. But you can't actually make out whether it's Tommy or Tony. So, anyway. I'll be playing in Italy very soon, and the thing I like about Italy is the catering. Man, oh man, I come back looking like Pavarotti. Oh! Where was I? Oh yes, I was giving you a lesson. I didn't mean to rush past that. Boom, boom, thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to speak your linguine. These are just coming off the top of my head, you know. So here's what you've got to do. See, what I'm doing up here is what I worked out when I was a kid, and that is that your thumb has to be independent from the fingers. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't done this before, you're going to find out what a rebellious digit this thing is. Right? This thing does not want to do what you actually want to do. So what you've got to do is start out by putting your fingers on the face of the guitar like that, down on the scratch guard. Rest just the edge of your heel like that, so you slightly mute the string. And now, get the thumb to go like this on its own. That doesn't look too tough, does it? It's not. I promise you, it'll only take a couple of weeks. So you practice this until your thumb swells up and goes blue. The dog starts howling, and your wife leaves you. That's pretty much, then you'll know you got it right. Oh, are you serious? No. So you do this for a while, and then when you think you've got a bit of independence going, then you keep your little finger down and allow the other three digits up like this. Then they join in the dance. Now, we've got to get independence between thumb and fingers. So we play a chord per bar like this. A one, two, three, four. And the thumb has to keep going, okay? And it won't want to. Okay? Now, once you've got that down, the police will be driving by checking breath tests. The dogs run off with a cat next door, and your wife's gone to Alaska. So then you'll know you're really getting somewhere. Okay, so now we put a little accent, a little skip beat at the end of each bar like this. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the beginning of independence. You can do this till the 4th of July. Okay, when you can do that, you start to get a feel for it, right? Then you learn a song and put all this good work into music. Now, the first song that I heard Chet play was a tune called Trambone, and I'm not going to play that tonight. I'm going to play a song written by John D. Loudermilk, and he told me himself that he wrote this song for Chet. Chet had been recording a lot of jazz-influenced music. I wanted to kind of wind his way back to country. So he wrote this little piece. It's right in the middle. It's bluesy. It has a little country, has a little jazz, a little mm-mm-mm in it. So I'm going to mm-mm-mm it for you now. Mm-mm.